This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, oh, 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 I'm loving you so, 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 so.
Let's get at a discussion of what's going on this week. Yes, it's that time again. As the week comes to an end, we have the opportunity to take some of the great professional broadcasters having conversations on the air. News Talk Radio priorities. Talker Victoria Keelan is here. Talker Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Talker Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who knows who else may drop in as we review the top stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. First, we'll go through the stories and then the people that are on the list. Let's do it. Let's change things. Let's do the people first. And
oh,
then.
You're a rebel, Doug Steffen, a
yes,
rebel.
I'm a rebel without cause, Jennifer.
Yes.
So at number 10 on the list, a tie between Ben Carson and Scott Pruitt. Carson talked about whether black people that came here as slaves were immigrants, and a few people throwing a few barbs at that. And then,
by the way, from the conservative perspective, just to, yes, to protect my friend Ben Carson here, mm-hmm, Obama delivered the same speech. If anything, people should be mad at him for plagiarizing exactly what Obama said 2 years ago.
What did he say, though?
Obama said the same thing. He did. He made the same
slaves
deal
immigrants.
Exactly right.
That slaves were immigrants?
Yeah. Yep.
So neither one of them have seen the movie 13th.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up. There.
Yeah. All right. Well, why would you do that? That wouldn't surprise me in the least. Obama's had all kinds of contradictory things that he said that, you know, they're making a big deal about a lot of stuff that Trump said and did that were done by Trump and Bush and Clinton, and you go on back. You know, there's not many new apples on the tree. They may get shined a little bit differently, but the idea is there are not a lot of new ideas floating around, boys and girls. Like, there's no original thought. You've heard that, right? There's no such thing as an original thought. Somebody has somewhere thought what you're thinking before you thought it. Sounds like a riddle. Anyway, I'm only at number 10. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Why are we still talking about him? Why? What a waste of time.
Well,
it really is.
You know, often his family members.
Well, but listen, this is 3 weeks ago. How many people? They put on their plastic gloves, they put their stuff on the gloves, and they put it on his face. And so the guy's dead. Okay. You think it's the first time the same day this happened, this guy got an anti-aircraft gun, lined up his cabinet against a wall, and showed him up into bits with an anti-aircraft gun because they said something that he didn't agree with or they didn't agree with him. See you later. Anyway, you're dealing with a madman.
Totally.
Okay. Let's see here. Number 8 is Jeff Sessions. Enough on him as well. Enough already. what's the analogy? You sink your teeth into something, you get a hold of a bone, and you just keep chewing on it, gnawing at it. There's got to be more interesting people. Also, number 7, Mitch McConnell. That old fossil, there hasn't been anything new said about him for years.
I love you call him the fossil.
He hasn't come up with anything new, nor has anything new been said about him. Good Lord. So we're at number 6.
Well,
Mike
the reason
Pence.
We're talking about him this week is that he said Trump's been pressuring him to get the tax reform done by the summer. And also, just as a side note, for fun, a lot of women have been getting quotes from Mitch McConnell tattooed on themselves.
Really?
I heard about that.
Why?
What is that story? I don't get it.
Even know. That's the story.
What's the tattoo?
I guess it's a reminder of, I guess they're doing it in defiance. I'm not really sure.
Maybe
but
they should
it seems
get
like they're the only ones losing.
Tattoo of a dinosaur and then put McConnell's name over it.
That is
like
just
that.
Weird.
By the way, a study out this week by the World Economic Council showing that America is far and away the highest corporate tax rate in the world. Mm-hmm. Beats Japan, beats Germany. Beats all the other G20 countries by far. the highest tax rate. And those of you who say, oh, we're going to pay more taxes so we can give the money to the poor people, give me a break. Kiss my you-know-what on that one. Okay, what? That's about as much as I want to say. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Kiss your you-know-what. What?
Yeah, right. Yes, please. All right. Number six on the list, Mike Pence. Okay, so I'd like to have a discussion about him because we really haven't had a discussion. There are many people who would rather see him as president because they think Trump is a maniac, a mental case, not qualified to be president. So is Mike Pence qualified? What kind of a president would he be? As the already the suspicion. There are four different, by the way, in case you didn't know it, there are four different purposeful intendees who are trying to figure out how to impeach Trump. So that's already in the works, and he's only been in office for, 2 months? So if he gets impeached, then Mike Pence becomes president. So then what's the story with Mike Pence? He was from Indiana. He was a talk radio person. He ran for Congress. Then he ran for governor. And
I mean, if you're looking at experience, I mean, he's incredible. I mean, just for past history, more qualified than most of our presidents in the recent past, at least. I mean, Congress, governorship, talk radio, of course. Hello.
Yeah. Well, but I think he's a good, he's a nice fellow. His beliefs don't quite check out with me when it comes especially to social issues. I think he's a Neanderthal. But is he intelligent and thoughtful? A lot of people like him, think he's easy to get along with. And so he's, by the way, really running things. You think Trump is running things. In terms of who got picked to do what job, Trump didn't know any of these people. They all came from Pence's kitchen, the kitchen cabinet.
See, that makes me kind of, no, to me, that's a detractor because I don't like a lot of the picks for these cabinet positions. So if they came from Mike Pence, then, I don't know, that's a minus in his column for me.
Well, but they're all they're coming from the people who supposedly represent the base. The reason that Trump got elected is because the Pence followers made sure that you know, they were there on voting day. And so whether they owe him to
Pence,
the point
that
they're going to put somebody like Sessions and Pruitt in, some of these guys, this guy Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, is a complete bum.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what did you start to say?
I get that Mike, to me, when I think of Mike Pence, I don't think of his followers as necessarily being Trump followers. I understand why Trump chose him, because he needed that faction of the Republicans. So I get that, but it's to me, there's such a divide between who Trump is and who his real followers are and the Mike Pence's and then his crowd. So it's two different parties within a party.
The funny thing about this is that Meredith. Under Hillary Clinton, she'll think that's anathema.
Oh no!
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump would have made better political partners than probably anybody else around because they both think the same. They are both two peas in a pod.
Well, that would be an interesting ticket, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it have been? But they, when you
who
get
would
down
be in
to
charge?
Their
that would be
political value. Yeah, but I'm talking about political values and what their background is, what they've supported over the years, what they're known for in terms of social legislation and interests and all that stuff. They're two peas in a pod.
They're way more similar than debates would let on.
Yep.
Led
absolutely.
People to believe. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so we're at 15 past the hour. We continue to go through the people on the people list here as we continue reviewing what's in the news talk radio world. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, here we are stirring the pot at 15 past the hour.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
a CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, 17 after the hour, the talk radio review, the hot hits, the people that have been in the focus this week, that's what we're talking about. Sean Spicer, again, he's number five. What is there new you can say about him? I find him to
be... Well, guy's working, that's what you can say about him.
Right, that's fine.
But, he got awesome work to do.
He got a little bit of a reprieve this week, right, with the new director of communications, so he doesn't have to do two jobs at once.
Yeah, but he did, like, three press conferences this week, and his press conferences are going, like, an hour, hour and 15 minutes. I mean, and they're so diverse. You know, typically you see these things, like, lasting 20, 25 minutes, and all the questions are centered on one topic. But these, I don't know. I look at the guy and I go, man, that's a tough gig.
What's his background? Where did he come from?
He worked for the RNC. He was the communications director for the RNC. He worked with Reince Priebus.
Yeah. All right. Another Mike Pence connection then. And when it gets down to the bottom line. He doesn't do anything. I mean, Spicer does like that. What's her face? The woman that was supposedly responsible for...
Kellyanne Conway?
Kellyanne. She does nothing for me. He does nothing for me. I like to see some people who have... a little bit more starch and sound a little bit more intellectually stimulating. Maybe that's what it is. I don't find them. I don't find any of these people. I find Trump to be stimulating and not necessarily intellectually stimulating, but I think because he's throwing so much stuff against the wall, I just find him intriguing. And what he has to say oftentimes is quite thoughtful, I think. I think there's a lot of things the guy's got to say that are important to hear and important to do. The trouble is he loses everybody with his other foolishness. All right, so Putin is number three on the list. Pukin Putin.
Yeah.
That's way too much attention being paid to him, too. This is a joke for them. They don't care about anything but money. They're going to manipulate every circumstance they can for him and his 45 or 50 people in his inner circle that have all become jillionaires because they've played with everybody. They mess with people's heads, and he can get away with knocking you off, too, the same as Kim Jong-un can. You think that people who get in Putin's way don't get eliminated?
Kills them all. He kills news reporters. He kills a lot of people.
Right. Just
I just don't know why people aren't investigating the fact that he may have meddled or attempted to meddle in the election because he had a bad business dealing with Hillary Clinton. I think it's funny that it's always somehow linked back to Trump. People don't talk about the fact that Hillary sold uranium and military technology to Russian people to help her backers. And I think it's funny that we don't think, well, maybe a business deal went wrong. Maybe he was just soured on her. The New Yorker did a piece on that this last week.
And under the circumstances, look what you're dealing with. These people, no matter whether they're Russians or Americans, doesn't make any
difference. I just think we're spending way too much time. And how much they love the fact that our whole political narrative in this country is based around Russia right now. I mean,
it's nonsense.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Barack Obama is number two on the list. And all the people that say... You know, he's angry at Trump. He's just getting a check for $60 million for writing a book. Who cares about anything else?
Yeah, I think he's good. He's fine.
Number one, don't worry about him. Number one is Trump on the list of people from the talk radio folks at Talkers Magazine.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here we are, 23 minutes and change after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Here we are together. It's at the moment Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Victoria, your background has brought you to lots of different experiences in the talk media, in the talk radio world. You have dealt with lots of different issues over the years, including a lot of things that women, I find it interesting that we, you know, I take a look at the people list or the story list, mm-hmm. and I don't think about it in terms of what would women think or what would women say. But as I look at the stories, I wonder if we should be doing that. Like some of the sports stories, is there a woman's point of view, or is that being overdone as well in some of the media circles? What do women think? Why should it be different, or is it really different?
In terms of sports or how women...
Issues in general. Is there a woman's point of view?
Oh,
for
sure.
Does there need to be a woman's point of view?
Well, if we have a point of view that's been traditionally male, then I think there's obviously room for a female point of view on pretty much every topic. But I think that we get into, and this week, you know, has been International Women's Day, and mm-hmm. it's Women's History Month and things like that. So there is more of a focus on a female point of view. But, I think like any argument or any topic, we're going to have some sort of a difference of opinion, and not necessarily just because we're different genders, but just because we have different experiences that can kind of shape our perspectives.
Yeah. Well, and do you want to take some of the issues apart that might fit into that? For example, number eight this week on the story list is the Women's Day, International Day of the Women, and a protest mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. Did men look at it differently? Did the news media look at it differently than some of the women who are in your circle, for example, friends of yours, relatives, who may have participated in some of these activities during the day?
Yeah, I mean, I had some friends participate in the Day Without a Woman, the strike, and things like that. I have a different perspective, and throughout the week we've been talking a little bit about that. But my perspective was... I don't really, I felt like the whole protest thing was kind of misguided, and I understand everyone wore red. If I had a traditional office to go to, like I used to when I was at, you know, different larger broadcasting companies and things like that, I would have gone to the office wearing red, and I would have done the best job I could have done that day and encouraged all of my female co-employees to also wear red and have that visualization of how important we are in the workplace, not how important are we sitting at home for the day. So I had a different perspective on that. I know it's not a very popular perspective on the left.
Well,
but, you know, I mean, that's just how I didn't think that that was the right way to get our message across.
Okay. So then the assumption, and this is another one of these news media fallacies, is that all women think the same,
mm-hmm.
all men think the same, all Republicans think the same, all Democrats think the same, all old people think the same, all young people think the same, all white people think the same, all black people. It's nonsense. There isn't just one female point of view. There isn't
right.
one male point of view. But that's the way the news media would have you interpret it seems to me, more often than not.
I agree. And I think the reason for that is because categories and boxes, putting
yeah.
people in those, it's so easy. It's the low-hanging fruit of journalism. It's so easy to say, well, just put a sign, a blanket statement for a woman, assign a blanket statement or a generalization for a man. It's just, it's very lazy.
Right.
I think that's my biggest issue with a lot of journalism now. It's just very lazy.
Yeah. Well, and also it's very one-sided. News media is more extraordinarily, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen it as bad as it is right now. And with the lack of journalistic integrity, the fact that, you know, there's this assumption that is what you're reading or seeing is real news, which is 9 times out of 10 not the truth. So there's a lot of stuff in the turmoil tank here, it would seem to me. 28 past the hour on the Countdown Review.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Time for some great basketball games. And great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy and delicious snack for your armchair athletes. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For lots of healthy recipes and more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, call 39-315. Some exclusions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Four minutes after the hour now, the conversation continues, and it's a good one. Memorable conversations from some of the members of my Doug Steffen gang, the Good Day gang, and the DJV gang. One of the DJVers is V, Victoria. V for victory! Victoria Keelan. I asked her about her broadcasting background a few minutes ago, just joining us. Her work and talk comes from being in New York and having... Not the New York perspective. That's what's so silly about all of this. The woman's perspective, or female perspective, if you will, and being a New Yorker, how is that different than being a Bostonian? Or how is it different from being a Washingtonian, or a St. Louisan, or whatever it is? You know, it's not... We're back into this generality thing.
Yeah.
That I think bites us in the butt more often than not because it's such nonsense.
Yeah, so, and it just serves to divide us more as a country than celebrating our similarities. It's everything is just how different are we all. But it's interesting because you did ask about the female perspective of topics and stories and things. And one of the things that it made me think during the break, on the list of the countdown here from Talkers Magazine, one of the stories that I think is really missing from this week is the whole Baylor University story.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it this week on the DJV show a little bit. But that's a story that I think the media has sort of designated a female story, and it really shouldn't be, and it isn't a female story. But it, that's the kind of thing that I think is missing from the list, especially this week. There were, you know, with the green light of the, all the lawsuits
are allowed
to move
forward. You should have a list of a-hole stories, and that would be the number one a-hole story.
Absolutely.
Of the month or the year.
Right. And you know, when you talk about the female perspective and you want to hear about what the young female millennial thinks, I'm not a Chicken Little doomsday kind of person at all, but these types of stories and what's happening on college campuses is a direct threat to females in this country. I mean, it's a direct threat. It's happening. It's been happening for too long, and it continues to happen. And sexual assault on campuses is something that doesn't get enough attention. And I do think it is because if this was happening, and I hate to say this, but it's true, if this was happening to men, this would be the number one thing on the list every week. This, I can't believe this is happening to all these men.
I don't disagree.
You know?
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Well, stories like this get designated to the female sphere, and so you know, females, I talk about these stories with my friends and with Victoria off air.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of issues like this kind of stem from the good old boys club mentality, and I feel like if there were male football coaches or other men who were involved in athletics who spoke up about things like these, you know, this and said that it's completely unacceptable and, you know, these people need to go to jail or they need to go to trial, I think maybe that would actually have, you know, that would be taking a step in.
In other words, if there were more men on the air like me.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, where are the whistleblowers who are looking out for their for their female friends? You know, what if it was
They're
your sister?
They're all busy working for WikiLeaks.
Right. But, you know, I mean, if you're a college kid, if you're a football player, are you that self-absorbed with your own potential future as a student athlete that you're overlooking injustices? And, I mean, that to me is that's a
They've been taught from when they were younger. They've been taught that
it's all about
them, I guess.
Special
talent.
Yeah.
You're right. And it's all about them. And so they have a special talent, a gift, if you will.
Ugh.
And so people need to pay attention.
Yeah, but
to
that's
it.
Where men are so important in this, too. Because if you're a father and you're a mother, then you're both raising your kids. And I think that you should, that's something that you should be teaching your children, to not be self-centered and to be looking out for other people. And
One of those things, here's the rub to it, and then we'll move on. The rub to this is having parents, both parents in the family, because they have different experiences, different backgrounds, different ways of thinking, men from Mars, women from Venus. That doesn't just apply to relationships between men and women. It applies to how you see your job or your role as a parent. But you got to be there to exercise that role as a parent. And we've made it so easy in our country to have to impregnate women and disappear, that it skews the whole argument. The irresponsibility of so many men in this country to be responsible for what they've done or what they have produce this all is really I think. We miss the message here because we've allowed the jurisprudence, the system itself, the educational system become top weighted for men. And it just is, it's too, you know, there are those who are worried about the pendulum going the other way. We've had too much men. So now is the pendulum going the other way and we'll have too many women. It's kind of like, okay, we had too much Obama. So now we're going to get too much Trump. Where do we find the middle? And that's what we seek. Those of us, I think, who are reasonable are seeking a place in the middle somewhere. And it's very hard to find because so much stuff gets exaggerated in story and conversation in the news media, et cetera, et cetera. Am I right?
Is that I think you're 100% right. I look forward to, you know, the next generation where, like, your grandson Miles, who's two, I look forward to seeing what, you know, what his generation is going to be like. And hopefully it will be, he will be raised in an environment and in a generation where gender isn't, it's just another thing that describes someone instead of something that can predetermine someone's fate.
Does it describe you or define you? Would be, do you think differently because you're a woman? Yeah. You think differently because you are a man? Yes, and that's to be celebrated. After all, what would the fun be
right.
of having relationships if we all... I mean, there are plenty of circumstances where I have found that the woman that is most important to me and I agree on almost everything. But then there are other things that we... if we don't, and does it become a problem? I suppose it could if you let it become a problem. If you don't
right.
listen. It's all about listening.
It really is.
Anything else. Yep. Everybody wants to talk. And, you know, we have...
Very few people listen. Yep.
Got two ears, one mouth. That's there's a reason for that, boys and girls. A reason for that. Let me spend a moment. Hopefully you're using both of your ears, and I can use my mouth. Victoria can tell her experience, too, when it comes to these folks at Parachute Home Delivery who have bedding, pillowcases, sheets, towels, all kinds of stuff. You can go to their... They have a great online presence, parachutehome.com. And if you do a /DJV, you get all kinds of extra benefits as well. The question about to top sheet or not to top sheet came into play when all of us were trying to figure out what we wanted here. I don't like duvets, so I didn't get a duvet cover. I got the top sheet. You, however, like duvets, Victoria.
I do.
And you
yeah.
got a Victoria, I mean a Victoria cover. A
the
duvet
Venice
cover.
Set. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the,
which apparently 50% of Americans don't use the top sheet, and that's
yeah.
why we've been asked by our friends on Facebook, well, how come there's no top sheet included? It's extra. Well, it's because Parachute found when they surveyed their customers that only half of them ever even use the top sheet. So they use the duvet cover with a fitted sheet and then the two pillowcases, so that's why they created the Venice set. So if you don't use the top sheet, it's not you're not wasting anything.
Yeah, it really is a fabulous way to get bedding. You have to go to the store. The quality is so good because it's Egyptian cotton sewn together in Europe, and they bring it to you in such a great presentation.
Mm-hmm.
It changes your sleep. It does. It will
yep.
change your life, change your sleep, and I'm not exaggerating that. So visit parachutehome.com/DJV and get free shipping when you order your pillowcases, your sheets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the finest and the best value you can find in the country. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Today, a physical fitness primer for farmers. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through March 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Farmers work hard, mentally and physically, so they can be forgiven if they don't think they need to get more exercise. Nathan Eason says one of his University of Georgia Extension colleagues told him that a person needs at least 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise for added health benefits. If you park your pickup or ATV and walk the fence line, for example, says Eason, exercise is just one of the pluses.
Whether we're getting out of our vehicles or, again, the ATV to inspect our cattle fences and notice repairs that might need to be made where if you were riding by it 15 or 20 miles an hour, you'd never see it. So there's a lot of things that we can catch, you know, erosion problems, pest problems, nutritional problems in our farms, on our grasslands, in our crops.
Eason is on the task force for a health initiative called Walk Georgia. He says walking or other physical activity is only part of a healthy lifestyle.
Our activities on the farm aren't the only thing that affects our health. Obviously, it is our diet and what we eat, and so diet and exercise.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
45 past the hour now. You're listening to a discussion of the top hits. The discussion that has taken place according to the work, the homework done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So I bring in a few of the folks that are associated with my various programs, and we hash through some of these things to come up with different points of view, the whole business about what happens in sexual assault on college campuses and who gets protected all has to do with the dough. That's really what it is.
And, yep.
And that's what has to do with justice in general. It's dough. And the, I know in my own circumstance in Heidelberg, I didn't get thrown off the board of trustees, but I left because of the anger that was focused on me because I brought up what a problem the football team is and the liability that we have and liability that football presents to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, you mean the physical impact of
Ohio,
it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Ohio, they're gods, the football players.
Oh,
and
I know.
And they screw around and get all kinds of, they don't go to class. They just, and it's all about the money that comes in from people who support this stuff.
Yep.
It's really kind of, I find it not only annoying, it just...
It feels like a very, very big David and Goliath kind of battle because, right. Schools won't give up all that money.
Speaking of battling, one of the things that's been missed this week in conversation, there's always a story about what's going on in the Middle East, the Iranians, the nuclear program, and, what are we going to do with Daesh this week? What has slipped conversation, it seems to me, this is one of those, we ought to have talked about it, but we didn't. A couple of hundred Marines were sent into Syria on Thursday of this week with heavy artillery to retake one of the cities, another one of the cities from Daesh as they keep pushing back. But our men and women are on the line once again, the Marines using howitzers, trying to teach the Syrian forces how to do what, we know how to do well, and so we send in more troops. This has been kept quiet, as it was during the Obama years. We're going to get out of Afghanistan. We're going to get out of Iraq. We're going to get out of the Middle East. No, none of those things have taken place, because politically, to go back to what we were just talking about, follow the money. It's not expedient to get out of these places because there's too much money being made. The taxpayers paying for guns and tanks and planes and
well, now we're increasing the budget by so much. I mean, what are, and I claim ignorance on this. I do not know the answer, but what are we missing in terms of our military power that we need to spend $1 trillion more on stuff?
I don't know where the number came from. The real number is like $54 billion. And it comes out of two places. Trump pledges that it'll come out of budget areas where we don't need it. Now, who decides what is needed and what isn't?
Right.
There's the argument. But where one thing we can agree on is the amount of corruption, the fraud, the abuse, the amount of money in the Pentagon budget that is mishandled is legion. And why it is, especially at tax time, we come around to this. The Government Accounting Office, a couple of years ago, when the budget's been about the same, about $700 billion, $680 to $700 billion, which is more than the rest of the world spends combined on defense. So that's good. It leaves us in a position of power. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the fact the Government Accounting Office says that if we get rid of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, we can have the same military coverage for $460 billion. So the admittance here on the part of even those in charge was that we waste $200 billion a year. How many people work and how hard do they work to pay those taxes
right.
for these no-good sons of bees to waste money
right.
like that? Put our people in the
right.
people in jeopardy that are out there on the front line. It's
I understand. I totally agree with all of that. I was just confused when there's lots of headlines that Trump's increasing the spending.
Nah,
are we missing?
No,
he's upping
more,
the budget, but like more of what?
Well, he's not really upping the budget. He's taking the money from other places. So the total money being spent isn't more. It's just coming from different places. But it's ships and planes and all that stuff that's good for the military industrial guys that are his pals. 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 past the hour, the movie news portion of the program. Usually there's Chuck Curry, because it's snowing in his backyard. I think there are counted four flakes at the moment.
Yep.
He's decided that better not venture out into that.
Hunker down.
We'll go through a list of the movies coming out this weekend, some interesting things that are on the bill of fare. This is the movie music from the Casey, should I call that the Casey Affleck movie, Manchester by the Sea?
Sure. He won the Oscar for it. So, yeah, he's the. Yeah.
But there's some question about whether he, what was meant by Brie Larson not clapping. Are we analyzing this stuff too much? Probably. So we'll give it a little bit more time, and then we'll talk about the movies coming out this weekend. Just a moment here.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot stay static. Either it grows or it diminishes. It needs constant nourishment to stay sharp. A sharp mind cannot be taken in by fake news or propaganda. So read all you can, discuss things with people you trust, and most of all, reason. Currently, government cannot regulate your thoughts. Use that freedom. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com. I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
56 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Did you see the movie Schindler's List? Either of you, both of you?
I have not seen all of it, no.
Yeah,
no.
I watched it in high school.
All right. This is one of the most important movies, one of the great Spielberg movies. Liam Neeson really cut his teeth on playing the role of Oscar Schindler. Many people thought, why would you have picked him? But he really got it. So in movie news, you'll be interested to know that there is a movie magnate who says he's willing to pay $2.5 million for the original Schindler's List. It isn't Spielberg, but somebody found the original Schindler's List, which has all of the names, the 1,200 Jews from that the company that he ran, 14 pages long, and all the names on it, the workforce. That, in essence, he saved from death. They were all going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember Ben Kingsley being in it. Some people thought it was him, but I don't think it is him. So anyway, selling for about $2.5 million.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. All right. So without Chucker being here, we do have a list of the things coming out this weekend. Victoria, you want to take that pleasure? Take that opportunity?
In honor of Chucker, we'll have to mention that Kong Skull Island is coming out this weekend. I guess it's going to be a big movie. It's not my not my bag, and I don't think it's yours either.
No.
Yeah. Another interesting movie that's coming out this weekend is called Personal Shopper, and it's a thriller starring Kristen Stewart. She plays a young American girl in Paris who's a personal shopper and a psychic medium, starts getting messages from her brother who has recently died of a congenital heart failure, and the heart condition also affects her. So that's a suspense kind of thriller. 75% on Rotten Tomatoes so far.
Really?
So that's, you know, pretty good reviews. I don't think there's anything else that would really be of interest. There's a movie called My Scientology Movie, which, Kara, you had mentioned. I'm not sure if this is...
Yeah, I think it's another one of those that just kind of goes through the backstory of people who used to be in Scientology.
Which seems to be a theme after the Leah Remini story. This is getting 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a documentary, so that might be worth...
Did we give enough time to Brie Larson, or has that been overdone with why she didn't clap at the... It was a Vanity Fair article out this week people have been talking about. I don't know if it's worth anything.
Well, I think this sort of stemmed from the fact that she and Jane Fonda interviewed each other recently for a different magazine. It wasn't Vanity Fair. I forget what it was. And they both talked about Brie Larson has played a victim of sexual assault twice, and Jane Fonda admitted that she was a victim of sexual assault. So that's why she didn't clap for Casey Affleck because of his sexual assault lawsuit.
Yeah. All right. There it is. Take it for what it's worth, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of conversation. Good stuff. 59.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.